Illinois Association for Behavioral Health is teaming up with the Illinois High School Association and Elementary School Association for a program combating youth substance misuse. Chief Operating Officer and Vice President of Programs at the IABH, Ashley Webb, tells reporter Braden Fogerson that Generation LEAD is in its second year as a program.
We go into schools, we have printed material, we have digital material like commercials, posters, talking kits, bookmarks, anything to raise awareness about substance use and also how to include recovery and services for anyone that's in need. And so new this year, for our second year, we decided to partner with the IHSA and IESA. We knew that we needed to reach an audience that wasn't always, you know, just going into schools and hoping that we would be able to talk to a health class or, just do a presentation. And the IHSA and IESA have been instrumental in their partnership and collaborating with sports and substance use prevention and leadership. It just made sense. And so we're thrilled to have that partnership.
What can this do for student athletes?
Our goal is just to, you know, captivate an audience, to let them know that being a leader is okay. Being substance free is okay. And taking that positive message and hopefully, you know, sprinkling that through their peers. And so our hope is also that student athletes and their teams will see our campaign and say, we want to bring that to our community. We want to raise awareness about substance use prevention, mental well-being, and recovery resources, and bring their campaign to their school.
What sort of leveling up does this do for both parties? IHSA already had, you know, policies against substance misuse, but what does Generation LEAD do to further that effort?
Yeah, it provides tangible resources is what Generation LEAD does. So, you know, they have their policies and that's wonderful. And we fully support that, but it's getting that messaging out in the schools and the community, to parents and those resources with our talking kids, and also having the digital component of it too. We know youth are on social media. So making sure that they're seeing those advertisements and listening when they're listening to Spotify, we have our ads playing on there. So we're targeting those communities and making sure that it's just not something that they're hearing, you know, at school or in their, you know, meetings that you need to live substance free, but also seeing it and connecting it. So it's the tangible resources.
Still here with Ashley Webb of the Illinois Association for Behavioral Health. Ashley, how do we know that there's progress? You know, do you get, parents talking or coaches, students themselves?
Being in the second year, we're measuring the impact and doing it evaluation all the time, as you can imagine. We have on our website the ability to request free material. So we are getting material requests every day, every week. Our staff are constantly going throughout the state and delivering the material, hanging up the material. We have heard from many preventionists, school teachers, social workers, guidance counselors, coaches, about how they've seen our material and how they want our campaign in their community. So, you know, we track on our end where they're getting this information and how many reaches our commercials and radio ads are reaching. But the biggest thing is how many people are requesting our material to get into their communities. And right now we're statewide.
So Illinois is a very big state. There's, you know, Southern Illinois, there's Central Illinois with all the corn and everything. And then you've got the Chicago area. I wondered if there's anything different about the different areas of Illinois that kind of leads to a different approach in this.
Of course, that is one of our biggest things is the state of Illinois is really diverse. And so from rural communities to urban and suburban, we have to make sure that we're tweaking our messaging and our outreach in those ways. And one thing that I'm really proud of is every one of our programs, including Generation LEAD, have youth advocates. So a board of youth who sit on and represent their communities, their districts, and share the messaging that they think works. You know, we as professionals, we think we know what students want, but we're really proud that we have a group of students for every program that really share what they are connecting with and what resources they want and what they want to see from, you know, from Generation Lead from start to finish. It was the colors, the fonts, the, you know, the language, the tagline. They were part of every focus group and every from start to finish of how we created this campaign. That's why our tagline is our voice, our future, because it's really tailored for the youth by the youth. We even have our material in different languages. So we have Polish and Spanish right now, and they're available on our website as well.
That was Ashley Webb, the Vice President of Programs at the Illinois Association for Behavioral Health. She spoke with Braden Fogerson.